And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us on this sunny Friday afternoon. The Everyman Theater here in Baltimore is wrapping up its 25th season with a raucous British comedy called Noises Off. It opens tonight and runs through June 18th. Vincent Lancisi is Everyman's founder and artistic director. He also directs this production. He's with me here in Studio A along with Deborah Hazlett, who stars in the role of Dottie Oatley, am I pronouncing that right?
I think it's Dottie Oatley.
Dottie Oatley. Well, Vinny and Deborah, it's always good to see you guys both. Thank
nice
you very
to
much.
See you.
So, Vinny, this is an interesting choice for you. This is one of those sort of chaotic comedies. I haven't gotten a chance to see it yet, but I know a little bit about it. This is one of those showbiz stories where anything that could go wrong does go wrong.
Oh, my God. It's every actor's nightmare. And it's one of the funniest projects I think I've ever worked on. I think this might be Everyman's first British farce in the classic door-slamming trend or fashion. It is so funny to watch these nine company members come together and play actors from another company, British, nonetheless, where everything they try to do in the play that they're doing on stage goes wrong. On stage, off stage, backstage relationships, breakups, over a 3-month sort of tour. It's pretty hilarious stuff.
Yeah. And Deborah, I mean, you all are members of this resident company here at Everyman. That's one of the things that distinguishes Everyman. Mm-hmm. There is a core of actors who do, you know, most of the shows, and then other people are brought in depending on what the roles, you know, require. But this is fun because in a lot of the shows, it's two or three members of the resident company. But this one, it's pretty much the whole Kang and Caboodle or whatever.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun to be together, all of us together, and to be playing together in a way that makes us laugh every night, because we often do work that requires something different. But to get in with this group of people, sometimes it's hard to keep a straight face on stage, and that's
many
a challenge.
Many Harvey Korman moments.
It's very funny. It's very funny. But also, what people can't see, of course, is when we are actually backstage waiting to go on, there's, of course, shenanigans that go on back there in our company, and then it's reflected on stage. And really, the affection and history and love that we have for each other, I think, enriches what you see when you come to see it, because the relationships are there.
Sure. They're
not the same relationships, of course, that this company has, but
right.
But they're there nonetheless.
So right. So, and Vinny, it's interesting. As a director, a lot of times what you've got to do at the beginning of the rehearsal process is sort of, you know, bind the cast together, you know, create a culture where people are, you know, going to be cooperative and open and working with each other. You probably didn't have to start quite at square one with this one, did you?
No, absolutely not. In fact, we joked a lot about how art imitates life, imitates art in this play. You know, some of the characters are really close to the personality of some of the actors, and some of the characters are completely different than the personality of some of the actors, which makes for an added level of fun in the rehearsal hall. Yeah.
Let's listen to a little clip. This is a scene that features Deborah as Dottie Oatley. This is from Noises Off at the Everyman Theater.
I leave the sardines. Nope. I take the sardines.
You leave the sardines and you put the receiver back.
Oh, yes. I put the receiver back.
And you leave the sardines.
And I leave the sardines?
You leave the sardines.
I put the receiver back and I leave the sardines.
Right.
We've changed that, have we, love?
No, love.
That's what I've always been doing.
I shouldn't say that, Dolly, my precious.
How about the words, love? Am I getting some of them right?
Some of them have a very familiar ring.
Some of them have a very familiar ring. So, I mean, there's a director trying to work with his Dottie, mm-hmm. who can't quite figure out where to put the sardines, what words to say. Mm-hmm. It's a stereotypical character, the sort of dumb blonde or whatever dumb. I don't know what color your hair is in this show,
but it's very red.
Dark.
Lucille Ball red.
Yeah, Lucille Ball red.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so exasperating for directors, and we've all probably been in, you know, productions where there's one or two people in the cast who maybe don't quite get it, or they don't get it as quickly as everybody else, mm-hmm. And it does create some backstage conversation.
Well, I wish I could say that what happens to Dottie had never happened to me. But unfortunately, I cannot say that.
Which is what makes it so funny, because they, you know, great farce comes out of realism. So, right. You know, all actors struggle with getting the line right, especially in a comedy, because it's a very exact science, getting the right words in the right order to set up the punchline, you know?
Sure.
And so if you only have 2 weeks to rehearse, which the actors in this play do, you know, trying to get those words right. She's got this whole routine. It's like a vaudeville routine of, you know, the sardines are in one hand and a newspaper in another, and she's talking on the phone. And how, which one does she leave at this time? It's very, very funny stuff.
And that's the thing, Deborah Hayes. I mean, comedy is really hard.
It is hard, but
I mean, from the actor's point of view, not from the audience's point
of
view.
Yeah, it's hard because it requires a specific set of tools and a sense of timing and what is the right timing and what timing is not as good. And you, in live theater, you can't get it perfect every night because it's live theater, but you can really feel it when you hit it. And it's so rewarding. But it's, you know, drama is hard in a different way and requires something from you that is also challenging. So sometimes it's nice to not have to leave your guts on the stage every night. You can leave the sardines on the stage instead of your,
right.
You know, your insides. But so it's challenging physically, but it's so much fun. We're having a blast.
Yeah. You know what the best part is really to watch our audiences literally falling out of their seats laughing. I mean, it seems like just the right medicine for this time of year, kicking us off into the summer. There's all kinds of crazy things going on in the world, but at Everyman Theater, it's a gas right now, and we're having a really great time with it.
And the thing is, though, for comedies, I mean, in my show business experience is not in straight theater, but it's in opera and ballet, and the funny stuff is really, the timing of it has to be right.
That's right.
People have to know exactly who's going to zig and who's going to zag. Mm-hmm. And if somebody zigs when they're supposed to zag, it can be a disaster.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's nothing worse on stage than a joke that flops.
Yes.
I mean, it's terrible. But also, the director is extremely important in a show like this, it seems to me, because you're not just, you don't have a series of scenes where there's only two people on the stage.
Right.
Or you have one scene partner. You've got seven or eight or nine people on the stage at the same time. And that gets crowded quick, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Seven, yeah, eight or nine people in just as many doors. Also, you know, for us, this is the most physical production we've done in a very long time. We have a full-time fight choreographer that's been by my side every moment of rehearsal, working with us. I mean, you know, there are huge routines that revolve around an axe backstage, jealous lovers trying to kill each other and split-second timing with that, and one wrong move. And, you know, there are opportunities for actors to twist ankles, fall downstairs for real. They have to fall downstairs for the role, but, you know, sort of making sure that they're padded correctly and that they make those moves right. Most of the actors trained physically before, you know, strengthening the core before they came into rehearsal. And it is a game of endurance. It's a 2.5 hour gag that requires
physical
stamina.
So, Deb, did you do that? I mean, did you, like, get into a whole physical fitness routine that's different from your normal one? That's
interesting. I try to attend to that anyway, but once we knew what we were doing, I did. I practiced yoga, and I was there 5 days a week and working on my cardio endurance, because it's really, really challenging. And when you are doing Act Two, which there's the backstage, you also have to go on stage around the front and say your lines. So you can be winded from the work you've just done in the back, and then you run on and say your lines. So you really have to have your breath where it needs to be so you can be heard.
How do you tell the actors to prepare for roles like this? I mean, it's one thing if, you know, you're going to play Macbeth, you know, you do this whole historical thing, and you know, it's very serious, and there's a dramatis personae business. But for somebody, you know, Dottie Ottley is not a deep character. What does Deb need to know going into that role?
Well, you know, the beautiful thing at Everyman is that we're dealing with, most of the time, seasoned pros, so I don't really have to teach them anything. But what they really, there are a set of sort of golden rules in farce that you have to do to make it work. And it involves having really clear objectives and knowing what you really want, and then making sure that the complications pile on one after another and get in the way of you getting what you want.
Yeah.
Every entrance is a new energy. Every door slam says something. Every accent that you, you know, they play the actor and the character. So the actor might be a Cockney working class actor playing an upper crust character. Yeah. So it's
the devil's in the details and so are the laughs. All right. Well, Break a Leg tonight on opening night. Appreciate both of you guys coming by. It's good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Vincent Lancisi is the founder and artistic director of the Everyman Theater in Baltimore. Deborah Hazlett's part of Everyman's resident company. She stars in the role of Dottie Ottley in Noises Off. Opening night is tonight. That show is sold out, but you've got plenty of chances to see it. It'll be at the Everyman through June 18th, and we've got links to more information at wypr.org/midday. That's it for us today. Coming up on the program Monday, guest host Aaron Henkin will be here with a conversation about school choice in the Baltimore City Public Schools. A new report from the Fund for Educational Excellence says that students in the city's poorest neighborhoods lack access to advanced academic programs. We'll explore that topic on Midday Monday. Lunch for our guests today was provided by Marie-Louis Bistro, located on Charles Street in Mount Vernon. They specialize in a blend of French, Italian, and Mediterranean cuisines. They're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, or dinner with brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Menu and reservations at Marie-Louis Bistro Catering. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. The show is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill. Austin Coghlan from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Charlie Hines provides production assistance. You provide the reason that we show up to work every day. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. I'm Tom Hall. Enjoy the Preakness. Have a great weekend.